Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to make this statement. I want you to really think about this. Hard times soften hard hearts. Hard times soften hard hearts. So many people have been protecting their children, their friends, their family, and everybody from going through hard times. As you're hearing some say, we've been holding back the winter with QE1 and QE2 and trying to prevent America from. And the thing about it is, therefore, our hearts remain hard because hard times make hearts soft. But yet we complain about hard times and we complain about hard hearts. We like, they're just not listening. They're just not listening. At the same time, you're going, but I don't want a hard time. But at the same time, you're saying you don't want a hard heart. But hard times make hard hearts soft. I mean, just look at the ground. I mean, you can grow something in that ground if you're willing to break up the hard soil.
That's right.
That's how it works. It's just, it, you know, I know that we think we've grown past that because 2% of the population of America is growing food for 98%, but it's not true. They're just working hard. And understand that what's happening and what we've been talking about in today's programs, this prophecy and the things being fulfilled, is you're looking at hearts are probably being filled with, are going to be filled with some fear and different things, but understand this, but they're going to be softened. The things that people were leaning on and relying on and all this stuff about, you know, Wall Street this and Wall Street that, and we have a related article about explaining the stock market, and hopefully it'll be connected to this. But you have to understand, Wall Street is nothing. Wall Street is an organization that takes a company and breaks it up into portions and then offers it to people to sell parts of that company. They call it stock. So truly, Wall Street is your neighbor. Wall Street is the person riding around in the Winnebago. For some reason, they haven't worked in 20 years, but they're making money because they own a part of that company. And that's a way to make money. It's capitalism. But it's not somebody in New York. It's your neighbor. It's the person who's talking about their 401k. That's actually stocks bought into companies. It's your retirement plan. It's you, possibly. And it's so crazy. You got folks who actually own the stock that they trade on the New York Stock Exchange blaming Fat Street, Wall Street for all the problems. Like, you are Wall Street.
Yeah.
You are Wall Street, because if you'll quit buying that stock, they'll quit trading that stock because there's nobody to buy it. They make money when it's sold, and they make money when it's bought. And by the way, God knows this, and that's why he's not going to just deal with America because of an address in New York City called Wall Street. He's going to deal with America because the Americans, us, you know, we have bought those stocks. We're the ones that said, well, when it comes to money, I don't think like God. I know one particular man, I'm telling this particular man, he's just professing to be, you know, Christian and all this kind of stuff, and I'm not saying he's or isn't. But he was talking about where his stocks are. I'm like, do you know what that company's doing? And he just kind of went there like, oh, that's just business. So this man who professes to be doing what's right before God, he's actually fueling what's wrong happening to God in this whole nation. And he doesn't see it because it's just business.
Wow.
It's just business. And it's like, God sees it. He sees things that are done wrong. He sees that you built this company and you had bought into a company that you raped that company to be able to make another one to make it your profit bottom line higher. But he sees all the people who just got unemployed. He sees all the people who don't have food now in that situation. He sees the ones that lost their houses. And you're thinking, this is a great deal because we did a couple of mergers here. We laid off all these human beings, which you call, you know, unneeded overhead. And now they're actually unemployed. And so understand this, that when we're talking about God dealing with us, we have to understand it's not all Wall Street. We can talk about QE1, quantitative easing when they're printing money, and which one of the former thank you, Woodrow Wilson, for the Federal Reserve, is apologizing, saying he's sorry for what they've done to us, and there's no turning back now in the context of this, that Wall Street is there because we buy stocks. We get into retirement plans, and other people buy the stocks. You may say, well, I don't know. I just have a broker. Well, your broker buys stocks. He or she's buying a portfolio of stocks. Your police retirement, your school retirement, your company 401k, that's all stocks. That's all stocks, maybe some bonds. But believe me, there's a wide portfolio in there of stocks. Well, let me tell you something. This is what was prophesied by Jim Baker, you heard today on today's programs. This is what we have said, and hopefully it's a related article, that within six minutes, that the stock market is going to crash. Mm-hmm. And the life as we know it, is not going to be the same again. Understand this. When electricity stops flowing through your electrical lines, your lights go out. When blood stops flowing through your veins, your life goes out. Mm-hmm. And when money, the economy, stops flowing through America, everything shuts down. This is what was said in one particular movie. I forget the name of the movie. It's in the Goshen blog.
Armageddon.
He said, wealthy people are nice as long as they're wealthy. Mm-hmm. Rich people are nice as long as they're rich. But once they're not rich anymore, they're not nice anymore. And so you say, well, we're not rich. Yes. The poorest person in America is richer than 80% of the 7 billion people on the face of the globe. We just don't realize how rich we are. But by the way, when the blood stops flowing through the veins of America, when there's a suddenly and your check don't show up, gas don't go in your tank, food don't show up in your pantry, all of a sudden the hard hearts that we didn't deal with begin to do things that we're going to regret if we as the church don't begin to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and ourselves get right with God and begin to say, you know what? Our hope is God. It always was God. We just left him, but we can turn back. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.